right now on VFN TV. We've been praying it. You heard us on the programs. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. Guess what? The first part of that scenario is coming to pass because five states have signed laws to end abortion in their states. It's happening. This is so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
If you've been with us over the years, you've heard us constantly pray, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. The reason why we say it in that order is, I don't believe that we can have the great awakening that we have to be able to turn our nation around without ending innocent bloodshed, with over 50 plus million children being aborted. That blood, think about it. Cain killed his brother Abel, the first murderer on the face of the earth, and God's word says his blood still cries out to this day, which means all that innocent bloodshed is crying out against America. So we have to turn, and that turning's taken place. It is so exciting to see that. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
We've been praying. We've been asking, you know.
And, yeah, we have.
And we're trying to figure out how do you pray that. And thanks to Mike Bickle, International House of Prayer. You know, Amber, my daughter, Amber Barr, was there doing an internship. And they just nailed it down to a simple, simple prayer. Dear God, end abortion. Isn't that awesome?
Right.
It's like, you know, don't be all religious. Like, God, end abortion. And it's happening. As a matter of fact, that was a Kay Ivey.
Kay Ivey.
Governor Kay Ivey.
Signed sweeping abortion ban into law. Every life is sacred gift from God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
The governor of Alabama has signed the toughest abortion bill in the country into law. Governor Kay Ivey says the bill stands as a powerful statement to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is from God. Said to the bill's many supporters, this legislation stands as a powerful testament. Oh, I just said that. Okay, yeah. The bill makes abortion at any stage of the pregnancy a felony.
Wait a minute, say it again.
The bill makes abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony.
Ah, you gotta do it again. Listen, this is
right,
huge, this is huge.
The bill makes abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony.
Which means this, so you don't know what a felony is, that means you go to prison. You don't go to jail, you go to prison.
Yes, in fact, you go to, it's punishable to 10 to 99 years or life in prison for the abortion provider. Now, there's no exception for rape or incest, only for women's health being at a serious risk. And so the law doesn't go into effect for 6 months, but it is expected to face legal challenges to stop it.
And they're going to the Supreme Court to be able to come against a decision, not a law, a decision by the Supreme Court in 1973. Listen, the judiciary branch does not, and under our Constitution, make any laws at all. It's the legislature branch. It's Congress that makes laws. The Supreme Court, this is a bad ruling to begin with. They just went with it. But if they want to make a law and for legalizing abortion, then that's your congressmen and your senators do that. And guess what? They're not going to do it because you don't want it. Nobody wants that to happen. So you're looking at, you know, abortion is ending in America, which means that you're looking at revival. You're looking at a third great awakening coming to America. I mean, it's an exciting day to see this.
Alabama is not an anomaly, because what we're seeing is a sweeping wave all across the country.
Yes.
Because we're going to be talking about the five most recent strictest anti-abortion laws in 2019.
And it's important for understand this, that so, of course, they're expecting it to be challenged because Planned Parenthood will be talking about, they're going to be suing everybody that stands up for the life of a child, but it'll go all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court, was eight justices in the Supreme Court?
Nine
justices in the Supreme Court. And so the only thing they're supposed to do is to ask the question, is this constitutionally correct? Does it line up with the Constitution? Does it not line up with the Constitution? And it is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Which means, and you just got Kavanaugh on there, right?
Brett Kavanaugh. Neil Gorsuch
and a couple other ones in there. But you never begin to pray now for the Supreme Court, because this case is, this and many others are going to come before them. And when America turns from this shedding of innocent blood, killing of children who don't even have a voice yet, God's going to hear that.
Yeah.
He saw that with King Josiah. When he saw King Josiah stop that in Israel years ago, God brought blessing on Israel. It was an amazing thing. Yeah. And he said there wasn't a greater king that ever lived than King Josiah. Why? Because he ended this very kind of thing in Israel.
It's not a woman's right issue. It's actually a life issue, because the woman has all the responsibility and rights for her own body, but not the body that's in her
There's
body.
There's two bodies there.
Yeah.
And two, if it was for her health, if you look at all the statistics of what happens to a lady after she makes that very difficult choice to do something like that, they say she mentally struggles with depression,
yes.
She struggles with self-hate, she struggles with so many different things, because you can imagine, if you kill one of your children, you're always thinking about that child. And you can tell yourself that that's not what you're doing, but you know that that child would be alive today if you wouldn't have made that decision to take that child's life. Now, God can forgive you for that. And this law of KIV, or the state of Alabama,
yeah,
is not against the mother.
No.
It's against the doctor who took an oath not to harm anyone. So if that doctor harms that child in the womb, aborts that child at any stage, he or she is going to be charged with a felony up to 99 years
in prison. That's right.
This is huge. Okay.
It's a big deal. So we're going to be looking at some of the five states in the country in 2019. Now, there's been other rapid movement in previous states, but 2019 has been the year where abortion is coming down. The first one we're going to look at is what we just talked about, was Alabama.
Yes.
Because it is the KIV, most recent, KIV.
By the way, this means the legislature, state legislature in Alabama and all these states, they voted for this law, this bill. But the governor has to sign it to become a law. So which means all the government in those states said,
an agreement,
we want to end this thing in our state. Okay.
It's powerful. She said it stands as a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God.
From God.
Oh my goodness. That's beautiful.
We love you, Kay.
Yes, let's go to Georgia. Georgia. This was
Brian Kemp.
Brian Kemp, Governor Brian Kemp says, we protect the innocent and we champion the vulnerable and we stand up and speak for those that are unable to speak for themselves.
I saw that conference. It was an amazing conference.
It was a major, if you remember this election, this was, I believe he ran against Stacey Abrams, and up until the last moment, I mean, they were still denying that this gentleman won, the governor won. But you can see why. This was a battle for life. This was a major thing.
And you saw, a couple actors go into Georgia who are not even residents there, and they're saying, listen, we're going to boycott Georgia. And they threatened everything they could.
Yeah.
But Georgia stood strong and said, we're ending this thing. We're ending abortion in Georgia. And I think about, Purdue, right? When he was there.
Sonny Purdue.
Yeah, they were in a drought, right?
Major drought.
A major drought. And they needed God they needed rain.
Yeah.
So just in a biblical patterns, they went out and prayed and said, we need to pray and ask God and humble ourselves.
Did it publicly.
Did it publicly.
Brought the cameras in.
Yeah, and what happened?
It rained.
It rained. Yeah. It rained.
And we talk about how things are full circle. You honor the Lord, God, the Lord will honor you. That was years ago.
Yes.
And now today, Sonny Perdue is on the president's cabinet.
Agriculture.
It's just amazing how things come full circle.
We have so many more states we're going to talk about in just a moment. We're going to go to break and come back. Listen, this is exciting days. This is not just some simple thing. This is responding to the heart of God and saying, we know this is wrong. We want it stopped in our country. And abortion is coming to an end. Join us out at the break.
We'll be right back.
I want to talk to you about our book. My book is out and it's ready for you right now. I Will Fight, 10 strategies to fight for your success. Listen, so many people in the world understand, if you're going to be successful, you got to fight for it. And many people who are believers and Christians think that just success falls out of the sky. But God has created the earth to respond to your labor. He's created the universe to respond to you believing in faith what he's going to do. So I share in this book very specifically about biblical fights that have happened, but also got 10 specific strategies to be able to help you. I don't care if you're a CEO, I don't care if you're a congressperson or a senator, I don't care if you're a janitor, a business owner, a teacher, a pastor. If anybody needs to know how to fight, pastors need to know how to fight for success and define, what success is. But I talk specifically, and I begin in this book, is about how God spoke to me and why am I writing the book. God showed me specifically in a dream, a prophetic dream, several dreams, but one was that he has a wealth transfer coming and he wants to deliver wealth to his people, but they don't have the character and the integrity to be able to manage that wealth. He told me that he's been getting a lot of money and wealth to them, but it goes right through their fingers like holes in a bowl. So they have to learn how to be able to develop strategies, biblical strategies, to be able to be positioned. Why? Because a great harvest of souls is coming, and it's going to take many, many dollars to be able to bring in that harvest, and it's going to be God's people who will fund that. And so he's looking for people that are willing to say, I want to be positioned. This is all about being positioned for great wealth. And it's not necessarily great wealth in money. It could be great wealth and influence, whatever God has entrusted you with. So get your, it's a free book. You just cover shipping and handling. We want to send it to you for free. And you can go to vfnkb.com for all the details. You can see it on your screen. But listen, it's here. It's right here for you. Wonderful thing. How many nuggets? Maybe 500, 600 yeah. wisdom nuggets in addition to these success strategies. It's yours now at vfnkb.com. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to vfntv.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at vfntv.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to vfntv.com. And we have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to vfntv.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to vfntv.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This is so exciting. We're seeing governors sign bills into law to end abortion in America. I mean, we have a president and a vice president that says life is winning again in America.
That's right. You know, I was just thinking about that before we cut to break, that I think a lot of these states have drawn from the strength of our president, and they have seen that this man single-handedly has just been pushing and fighting
along against, with Mike Pence, the vice president. Yeah,
fighting against fake news, fighting against people trying to destroy his presidency, and yet he just continues to persevere. So I think they're saying this is the time to do it.
And there's something about, you know, that our president, that he is openly saying, you know, I'm not this high quality Christian person. He's talking about the word God versus saying God. But what he's saying is, you as a Christian, you need to stand up. If he's standing up that bold for God, right? Yeah. How much more should we
absolutely
be standing up, you know, for the Lord?
Sure.
And I think it's just so important. So who's the next governor?
Kentucky. This is actually State Senator Matt Castellan, and he says makes Kentucky the leading nation.
Well, they signed
another
bill. Law to end abortion in their state.
That's right.
In the state of Kentucky.
Kentucky, and it makes Kentucky the leading in the nation for being a pro-life. How powerful is that?
Yeah.
You know, that really is remarkable.
So it makes Kentucky leading the nation in being a pro-life state. Mm. And they have, Kentucky's been very conservative.
Yeah.
And it's just exciting to see.
Fetal heartbeat bill. And the bill that they signed and passed and voted for, this new law bans abortion after the heartbeat can be detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy.
But if you're not a human being, you don't have a heart, and you don't have a heartbeat, right?
Exactly.
So if you have a heart, you're
Hello?
Human. Yeah, okay. Right?
Makes sense to me.
Yeah,
it's just science, right?
One after another after another. I mean, abortion is ending in America.
Well, in Mississippi, Governor Phil Bryant signed Bill 2116 into law on March 21st, and the measure bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected.
Same thing. You're looking at a fetal heartbeat bill. Yeah.
With the exception for when a mother faces life-threatening medical emergencies in which the baby cannot be saved. So it seems like both of those things have to be in conjunction. And this is what I believe said. I've often said that I want Mississippi to be the safest place for an unborn child in America. I can read that again. This is Governor Phil Bryant of Mississippi. I've often said I want Mississippi to be the safest place for an unborn child in America. Because historically, and the stats don't lie, that the most dangerous place right now for a child in America is in the mother's womb.
Think about that. The most dangerous place for a child is not in some country at war. Yeah. It's not in some...
Not in Syria. Not in North Korea.
Not even in a difficult gangster neighborhood, for example. But it's actually in the mother's womb. Over 50-plus million already have been killed in the womb. I mean, that's just the numbers that they're counting in America since 1973.
Over 40 years, a generation's worth of human beings have just been killed.
Oh, man. So what's happening? Ohio. Think about this key swing state, Ohio. So what did they sign?
This is Governor Mike DeWine. He is quoted as saying, "The essential function of government is to protect the most vulnerable among us, those who do not have a voice." And that is so, so true, isn't it?
If you've been praying that abortion will end, you're looking at answers to your prayers.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing. We're seeing the beginning of what you're going to see is a great awakening, a revival come to America. This is hopeful, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Hopeful.
The new bill, the new law bans aborting babies as soon as they have a detectable heartbeat. There you go. This is the third state. The essential function of government, and we read this, is to protect the most vulnerable among us, those who do not have a voice. This is amazing what is taking place. Now, when we looked at also as well that there were so many presidential candidates right now that are running on the Democratic side, and they are all have different positions on different issues. I believe there's 23 at that last count, but that number could be changing. But you and I were talking during the break, and one of the things that they do agree on is what?
Abortion. They're up to aborting a child at any time, anywhere. And it's pretty clear. And if we get this right, if we get life right coming to this next election coming up, we're getting things right before God. I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, take the moment to comment below. Share your thoughts. What are you thinking about this? Give a shout out to the governors that are saying, yes, we stand with you. We're grateful that you're standing up, you know, put their names in there, you know, and just comment below or write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. We've been standing for years asking God to end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. We're seeing that. Also, I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet gone to Spotify, we just have recently gotten on Spotify. You can follow us there. You know, VFNKB, you can see on your screen how to follow us, VFNTV. Or you can go to iTunes or Google Play and subscribe to our podcast as there as well. And comment, rate us, you know, give us 5 stars, talk about us. What happens when you do that, it's all computerized. So what causes it to do, they'll actually raise it up and send it out to more people because you stopped to comment, give it 5 stars, and put some comments on there about what's going on. Some good comments would be great. Join us at the break. We're going to come back and have, what's the moral argument? What's the moral argument for not aborting a child? Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
The key to a healthy marriage is to keep your eyes wide open before you wed and half closed thereafter.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
Last year, there were close to 2.5 million divorces in the United States. And part of the problem is the tendency for young men and women to marry virtual strangers. Oh, I know a typical couple talks for countless hours before the courtship period, and they believe they know each other. But a dating relationship is designed to conceal information, not reveal it. Consequently, the bride and groom often enter into marriage with an array of private opinions about how life will be lived after the wedding, and the stage is set for major problems. For this reason, I strongly believe that each engaged couple should participate in at least 6 to 10 sessions with a competent marriage counselor in order to identify the assumptions that each partner holds and to work through areas of potential conflict. Some couples discover through this process that they have major problems that hadn't surfaced until then, and they agree to either postpone or call off the wedding. Others work through their conflicts and proceed toward marriage with increased confidence. Premarital counseling is the key. If the tragedy of divorce could be reduced by even 5%, it would certainly be worth the effort.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So you think about this, so you see these positive turns that's taking place simultaneously with to end abortion. What's going to happen? What's happening this very moment is Planned Parenthood and other agencies like them are raising up, and they're going to fight this forward movement to end abortion in America. They're funding 6 digits, 7 digits. What is it?
Oh yeah, ad campaign.
An ad campaign.
And it's huge, and they're going to run them in North Carolina. They're going to run them in Arizona, yeah, and some of these other, you know, key states. But it's going down.
So you're looking at, you talk about the health of a woman. Well, 50% of the children being killed in the womb are women. So their health, a good health prescription would be allow them to live.
Yeah.
And the male babies as well to be able to live. But what is the moral argument? Let's go to Prager U now to find out what's the moral viewpoint of what's taking place. Let's take a look.
Let's talk about one of the most emotionally charged subjects there is, abortion, but in an unemotional way. Also, let's not touch on the question that most preoccupies discussion of the subject, whether abortion should be legal or illegal. The only question here is the moral one. Is ending the life of a human fetus moral? Let's begin with this question. Does the human fetus have any value and any rights? Now, it's a scientific fact that a human fetus is human life. Those who argue that the human fetus has no rights say that a fetus is not a person. But even if you believe that, it doesn't mean the fetus has no intrinsic value or no rights. There are many living beings that are not persons that have both value and rights. Dogs and other animals, for example. And that's moral argument number one. A living being doesn't have to be a person in order to have intrinsic moral value and rights. When challenged with this argument, people usually change the subject to the rights of the mother, meaning the right of a mother to end her fetus's life under any circumstance, for any reason, and at any time in her pregnancy. Is that moral? It is only if we believe that the human fetus has no intrinsic worth. But in most cases, nearly everyone believes that the human fetus has essentially infinite worth and an almost absolute right to live. When? When a pregnant woman wants to give birth. Then society and its laws regard the fetus as so valuable that if someone were to kill that fetus, that person could be prosecuted for homicide. Only if a pregnant woman doesn't want to give birth do many people regard the fetus as worthless. Now, does that make sense? It doesn't seem to. Either a human fetus has worth, or it doesn't. And this is moral argument number two. On what moral grounds does the mother alone decide a fetus's worth? We certainly don't do that with regard to a newborn child. It is society, not the mother or the father, that determines whether a newborn child has worth and a right to live. So the question is, why should that be different before the human being is born? Why does one person, a mother, get to determine whether that being has any right to live? People respond by saying that a woman has the right to control her body. Now, that is entirely correct. The problem here, however, is that the fetus is not her body. It is in her body. It is a separate body. And that's moral argument number three. No one ever asks a pregnant woman, "How's your body?" when asking about the fetus. People ask, "How's the baby?" Moral argument number four. Virtually everyone agrees that the moment the baby comes out of the womb, killing the baby is murder. But deliberately killing it a few months before birth is considered no more morally problematic than extracting a tooth. How does that make sense? And finally, moral argument number five. Aren't there instances in which just about everyone, even among those who are pro-choice, would acknowledge that an abortion might not be moral? For example, would it be moral to abort a female fetus solely because the mother prefers boys to girls, as has happened millions of times in China and elsewhere? And one more example. Let's say science develops a method of determining whether a child in the womb is gay or straight. Would it be moral to kill a gay fetus because the mother didn't want a gay child? People may offer practical reasons not to criminalize all abortions. People may differ about when personhood begins and about the morality of abortion after rape or incest. But with regard to the vast majority of abortions, those of healthy women aborting a healthy fetus, let's be clear. Most of these abortions just aren't moral. Good societies can survive people doing immoral things. But a good society cannot survive if it calls immoral things moral. I'm Dennis Prager.
Powerful. Powerful. Listen, it's immoral to kill someone. It's immoral to kill your child. Listen, this is what God says. He says, before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you. Mm. He said, when you were in your mother's womb, I formed you. He talks about children in the womb. He talks about them as nations, literally nations. This one begets that one, who has this one, who has that one. When you see Jesus in the womb of his mother, Mary, and John the Baptist and his mother, Elizabeth, and they came together, there weren't fetuses. That was a son of God and one called John the Baptist. And when they came near, they both jumped inside their womb because he knew that the Lord was in the womb. He actually knew that in the womb. Your child knows that. You don't, your child knows that you're gonna, if you haven't seen the movie Unplanned, I encourage you to go see that because you're gonna see firsthand how tragic that really is. But just pray this prayer with me continually. Dear God, end abortion. Dear God, end abortion. It's very simple, mean it, pray it. God's gonna do it. Abortion is ending in America. That means revival and great awakening is coming to America. Let's just pray right now. But don't forget, comment below, write to us at friends at VFNKB.com. Father God, I just pray right now over that mother right now that's thinking about taking her last child. Lord, her child's life, I just say, no, ma'am. On behalf of the child, I say, Mom, don't take my life. I'm generations inside of you. I'll be a blessing to you. I speak life over your child. And we just pray, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
John, yes. I was invited to come, you know, speak at a particular place at this gathering, and I'm there. I'm going to begin speaking, but I wanted to be able to kind of, you know, say something funny at first. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling him about this particular man And I'll just tell them, this is how I did it. This is what I said. So I kind of changed my voice. And this is a real kind of goofy dude, you know, and he's talking, he goes, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy, by the way. And I'm talking to them. It says, I was in this place the other day, and was in this particular state, and they were talking, you know, about regions, you know, in the country, and you know, called them like stupid people, you know, and I just thought that is just not right, because you shouldn't call you know, just certain regions, you know, of the country just stupid people, and I just said it wasn't right. So when I got home, you know, I was in my house, and then I decided to go in the backyard, you know, and I wanted to be out. Look for some stupid people in my backyard, right? And I locked myself out my house. And, you know, I'm trying to get back in. I can't get back in. So I go up the front door, and I'm knocking on the front door. And as I'm trying to, you know, get into the front door, nobody's in the house, and I can't get in. And the police show up. And they say, freeze! And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Put your hands. I held my hands up, and they said, what are you doing? I said, I'm looking for stupid people. And they just looked right at me with shock.